Welcome to the Akeen Mind Podcast. My name is Jude Johnson, and I'm a licensed therapist and meditation teacher. And most people struggle with stress and feel overwhelmed when they can't keep up with life's demands. And right now, there are more demands and stressors that we've ever faced, at least in my lifetime, and I believe everyone who's around right now would agree, that we've never seen this level of stress on our planet, in our country. And so we're feeling lots of different emotions: pressure, fear, anxiety, worry, grief, loss, confusion. It's okay for us to acknowledge these feelings and these difficulties, and we need skills that are going to help us manage effectively so that we can hold these things with wisdom. And that's really what this session is going to be about. This show is going to be about how we can respond with wisdom and gratitude in the midst of crisis. If you're new to meditation, or even if you've been practicing for a while, I want to let you know that I'm starting a new online meditation community group that's going to be offered at the beginning of May. This will be an opportunity for you to learn and practice mindfulness meditation with the support of others. This group is open to everyone on a drop-in basis, so there's no need to have prior experience. However, by listening to episode 43, Understanding Mindfulness and Meditation, will help you understand more about this process and prepare you to join the group. This community group draws on traditional meditation practices found in mindfulness-based stress reduction and beyond. This online community is going to meet every other week, starting May 3rd, Sundays at 4 o'clock. Now, this group is going to be free for everyone, and your donations are welcome. I appreciate anyone who wants to support this kind of work, and I believe that mindfulness meditation needs to be accessible to everyone, regardless of their financial situation, especially right now when many people are out of work and falling on difficult times. So let's transition and begin to talk about how we can bring mindfulness and gratitude into the midst of this situation. Well, I think the first thing to acknowledge is that being mindful is looking at and recognizing the level of pain and stress that we're seeing in our lives, that we're experiencing in this world. Mindfulness is not about minimizing or exaggerating. It's about being present for what we're really experiencing in this moment. The sadness, grief, anger, confusion, fear. Many of us are dealing with great pain, and throughout generations, we have dealt with crisis, great pain. And what makes us resilient is our possibility to meet this difficulty with kindness and compassion. When life is falling apart, there are so many people that rise to the occasion. Think about all the heroes on the front lines and beyond who are acting from a deep sense of compassion for our hurting world. The doctors, the nurses, all these people that are supporting us when we need it most. All the parents that are home taking care of children, people who are helping the elderly at this time of great uncertainty. Now, I want to ask you, when you're acting from your wisest self, how are you responding in the crisis to those around you? When you're at your best, how are you meeting the pain and difficulty that you see? This is just an inquiry for you to notice. Just reflect on your life over the last week. What are your wisest moments? What are you doing? Maybe you feel so stressed that there's not much room for responding for wisdom and compassion because of the stress and pain. Now, if that's you, I want to invite you to slow down and begin to take better care of yourself with mindfulness and gratitude. One of the things that can really help us turn things around is gratitude. And having gratitude isn't about denying your pain. It's about embracing your pain with kindness, as you then begin to look outside of your pain for what's working in your life. what is going well? And what I would encourage you to think about is what's going well in the last 12 hours, in the last hour? Like, is there anything that you can point to that worked? That if it wasn't working would cause you difficulty? Those are things that we can be grateful for. I can tell you that I'm grateful for the run that I went on this morning with my dog. The air was crisp and cool. I got my heart going. I sweat. It made me feel good. And I'm also deeply grateful for my meditation practice. I start out with some soft belly breathing, breathing in deeply through the nose, out through the mouth, softening the belly with each and every out-breath. And letting that soft relaxation spread throughout my body as I continue to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth for a while. And then I just allow my breath to return to a natural rhythm and flow. Just resting. Sending myself thoughts and feelings of kindness and compassion. Offering up gratitude for life. Letting my deepest intentions and sincerities drive my attention. Thinking about what's working, looking for the goodness in life, acknowledging the pain, not pushing things away. This is what mindfulness is about. So I want to invite you to participate in a guided meditation that's going to focus in on gratitude, appreciation. And you can begin by taking a comfortable position, sitting or lying down. And as you settle into position, allow your body and mind to be just as it is. Letting go of fixing, solving, doing. Letting be. Let's take some deep breaths together, breathing in deeply through the nose, out through the mouth. Letting go, continuing to breathe in this fashion, in through the nose, out through the mouth, and with each out-breath, letting go of unnecessary tension. Breathing in a sense of aliveness and allowing the out-breath to carry away tension, tightness, stress. Breathing at your own pace. Letting go. Letting go of the past, the future, and coming right into this moment, to this breath. Allow your breath to resume a natural rhythm and flow. Just sense it coming in and out. Allowing thoughts to come and go, sensations to come and go. We're not pushing anything away or hanging on to anything. We're just breathing. Now move your awareness to the space of your heart. Notice what you can sense and feel here. Often a place where emotion is felt. Just notice what you can detect. There are no right or wrong experiences. We're just noticing. Now consider, what are you grateful for? What is working in your life? Notice thoughts, feelings, images that may arise. If nothing comes up, there's no need to judge. Notice your breath and have gratitude for breathing. Watching your breath flow in and out. Consider that your heart and lungs are working together to nourish your mind and body. Have gratitude for your breath, your heart, your life. Consider loved ones in your life that you're grateful for. Family, friends, pets, doctors, nurses, anyone who comes to mind. See these images in your mind and let them fill your awareness as you wish them well and extend your gratitude. What does your body and mind feel like when you're grateful? Seeing these loved ones that you appreciate, noticing how you feel. Softly letting go of thoughts and images. And see if you can just have gratitude for this moment. Resting your awareness with breathing. Watching the breath flow in and out. You're invited to turn up the corners of your lips in a gentle smile. See if you can allow the smile to spread through your eyes. Allow this smile to represent your gratitude and appreciation for the goodness in your life. You may allow the smile to stay on your face and to notice how your body and mind feel as you hold the smile. You may allow the smile to stay or relax the face completely if you wish. But just to envision in your mind's eye a clear, blue, open sky, vast and edgeless. The sky is much like your awareness, open, able to hold anything. You're invited to envision a smile stretching across the sky, far and wide. Allowing the qualities of the smile and the sky to settle right into the mind. so that you're smiling into the mind, letting the mind be as it is. Smiling into the eyes, the lips, allowing the openness and gentleness of this smile to rest in the space of your heart. To spread down into the belly. To allow these qualities of kind, friendly, open attention to spread throughout the body and mind. And then gently, kindly bringing awareness back to the breath. Just noticing the soft touch flowing in and out. Allowing thoughts to come and go, feelings to come and go, coming back to the breath. We'll take a few more breaths from this space right here. Now you can give yourself the gift of coming out of the meditation softly and gently, allowing the eyes to open and the body to move, noticing how you feel. My hope is that you would bring this smile into your day towards your loved ones and friends, that your gratitude would fill your day in a way that would bring a greater sense of joy to you and those that you're with. Remember to sign up for the community meditation group, to share this podcast with others, to follow me on social media if you prefer, to make a comment on the podcast. I appreciate this community and for the listeners, wishing you all well in this time of difficulty. Take care of yourself and each other. Until next time.